And that's when we killed him, Your Honor. Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. Exactly what we say it's going to be. Listen, people, why do you call your show the Darren Copeland Experience? Because I don't. You're experiencing it the same time I am, man. I'm just saying. I mean, I've got so much distractions around here with me, and I am. When it comes to ADD, I am squirrelrific. Squirrelrific. My wife, when she, I remember it was after we were married, but shortly after we were married, and we were at a restaurant. And we were somewhere, and I remember what the restaurant was. I remember where everything was. All I remember is the people at the table next to us were speaking Spanish, I think. I don't know. I didn't speak Spanish at the time. And so I was sitting there just not even paying attention to my wife, who was telling me all about her day, all about this, that, and the other thing. This is right after we were married, so we were, you know, contractually obligated here. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting here listening to Spanish, and I look at her, and she just looks at me, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Translate what they're saying for me. Why won't you translate that?" And she said, "Did you take your ADD medicine?" I said, I might have forgot. And she said, "Ay, Dios mío, don't you understand what this means? Is that every single shiny thing, I have to get all the shiny spoons and knives out of the way because you'll start looking at it. I can't have anyone describe the soup of the day because you'll start laughing about tomatoes. I can't believe I married you. We're not going out again ever if you don't ever take your medicine again. Eat your flan. I'm calling my mother." Boop, 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 boop. "Mommy! It's Antonio. I don't know what to do." So after that, I mean, I know how weird this is, but I take my medicines with her, but I mean, she understands. And the point is, that's why you always fly British Airways.
British.
Well, if you don't fly British Airways, then you get all the other problems that I've been talking about for the last half an hour. And that's, you know, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, the point of the story is, fly British Airways.
Classy. Classy.
Oh, well, dang. Well, thank you. We need big fun. Listen, I've been trying to tell people this for a long time and they just don't understand. And the Nuggets are winning handily, by the way. So, you know, don't you have to worry about your Nuggets. You don't have to worry about
Nuggets. Nuggets.
I don't tire that. That should be my ringtone.
I've got Nuggets.
Nuggets.
So the Nuggets are up 24 with another quarter to play. So it looks like they're up to. So don't worry about that. We'll follow if anything big happens or whatever. But you guys, I mean, this is the problem that I face on a daily basis. Is that I have a problem, and that problem is that I am absolutely lunatic crazy. But people don't believe I'm lunatic crazy. I don't know how I fool them, but I am lunatic crazy. And I tell people, listen, I need the helmet. I'm sorry, I need a helmet. And do you know what else I would need? I would probably need a backpack that has a leash on it so that you can kind of keep me nearby so that I don't hurt myself. And people are like, you're just so funny. I think you're so, oh my God, who wants a peanut? Who wants, oh, and you know, come on, who can resist a peanut? But they don't understand the underlying problem. The problem is that I have a problem. And the problem is that I need adult supervision. And no one wants to give it to me, Alex. And I'm looking at you. Big Fuzz is sick.
We got any sports news? Sports.
Do you want sports news? I could probably give you sports news.
Some sporty sports. Sports.
Did you see the Venezuelan cross country skier? Did you see that video?
The ski jumper one?
No, not the ski jumper. This is even better. So, and this is typically and awesomely, perfectly Venezuelan. So some Venezuelan gets into his mind that he's going to be a cross country skier.
Okay.
One problem. Lives in Venezuela.
Doesn't really snow there.
Well, there is snow, but not enough that you could be a cross-country skier.
You could ski?
You could be a snowball thrower. But that's not the point. The point is this. So how did he train? Well, he trained on roller skis. And that's how he trained, and 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 his time started becoming equal to other people's times. And so he went to Europe and went to his first cross-country actual event and then realized he'd forgot something.
The skis?
Ay, Dios mío, I've never skied on snow before.
Oh, no.
So as he's going out the starting gate.
It's really cold, huh?
Mr. Slippies were going a little slippy. He was like, whoa, it almost fell over. Fell over a bunch of times and just had no idea.
Oh, no. No. He showed up in proper attire, though, not like shorts and a t-shirt, right?
Oh, no. He was in the tight, like, I mean, come on.
Form-fitting suit. Looking
good.
Oh,
it was spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, but if, and listen, I really admired him because, you know, that's the thing about Venezuelans is they're very entrepreneurial and they're very go-getter. Like, they would be the people who will go do that. Why can't I go to Everest? It's a lot higher than I thought. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not that much oxygen up there.
No one told me this.
So should they make a cool runnings of this?
No, because if anyone knows anything about Venezuelan Olympic events, it's this. It's that the only events they win are violence.
Did they have that soccer player?
No, that was Colombia, but that is not violence. What I'm talking about is this. All right, for years and years, Venezuelans were very good at boxing. And then in Olympics 4 years ago, Venezuela's only gold medal, fencing.
Okay.
Do you know what another word for fencing is? Stabbing. Stabbing.
It pretty much is.
And then this year, the last Olympic, no, stabbing. It's stabbing. And then in this Olympics, what'd they win one for?
Wrestling?
Shooting.
Oh, shooting.
Listen, I mean, they need to put in a triathlon there for like shooting, bombing, and stabbing, and the Venezuelans are in.
Money.
My wife is so, I can feel it. I can feel it.
Wait, is she Venezuelan?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
She laughs at this stuff in private. She does.
Oh, your wife's going to hate me.
She doesn't hate you. She understands. Like, she's been with me long enough that she understands.
Okay.
I mean, she understands. I mean, she was there one time. She just knows that I'm weird. And she just understands that all guys are weird to some extent. And women, you need to understand this. All guys are weird to some extent. You just got to find the type of weird that you can handle in public. And fortunately, my type of weird is I'm usually safe with children, right? Unless I throw them up in the air too high and they hit their head on the ceiling. But other than that, I mean, I'm fun with kids. So if I get a little weird, they just like go with the kids. I'm just saying.
fun with kids.
I think anyone would agree with me that whenever you're around kids, there's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Except around like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not very fun. But other than that, everything else with kids is fun.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. I know.